If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, I want to talk about just like a story.
Talk about it.
That we promised people we're gonna like walk them through. Since we're kind of on this memory lane, down memory lane theme, I feel like in the last several episodes we've been recording with like going on our second date, what that was like. I want to give people the rundown of that one time we almost broke up.
Oh, my. You know what? I didn't know where this was going. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Because there was a time, people ask me quite often, like when I meet them for the first time, and then I tell them like, oh, yeah, I've been in a relationship for 7 years, been married for four, blah, 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 you know, give them the whole spiel. And then, I love that word, spiel. And then they asked like, oh, is there ever a time when you were doubting the relationship? Was there ever a time you almost broke up? Did you ever take a break? All those things. And we never took a break.
Taking a break is pretty funny to me personally.
Okay, we can talk about that in another episode.
Another episode, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about, do you remember how far into like dating we were? I don't think we were like, quote unquote, girlfriend and boyfriend yet.
No, we weren't, actually.
But we were, like, exclusive dating, no?
Exclusive? To me, exclusive is boyfriend-girlfriend.
Okay.
It's just another way to say it, another way to say it.
Okay.
But we weren't there yet.
Okay, so where were we?
That was on, like, week two, going on week three.
No. This was definitely, like, at least
a month.
If not, over a month of us hanging out and hanging out quite frequently.
Week three.
We saw each other like more often than I would say regular people do.
Regular people as in like their life or?
No, regular people like these days is like you go on a date like one weekend then you go on another date then like the weekend after. Like we would see each other like 2 to 3 times in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's okay, I guess so, right? But it wasn't 2 months yet.
Okay.
It wasn't. And during that time, I think it was just like a random Thursday that you were going to come over.
Yeah, and the usual like way that our hangouts would happen is that at the time I was still like dancing ballet and I would go to dance like all day pretty much. I was in my program where I would go dance from like 8 a.m. until 5, 6 p.m., sometimes 7 p.m., you know, so like all day. And then at the end of the day, I would obviously be with my car in Seattle and I lived at home with my parents. So I would drive like up north past Yoni's place. So then to get home, I would pass like Yoni's neighborhood anyways. So
and I used to live right by the high, by the exit of the freeway.
Like so right off the freeway.
Yeah, so it was nice and easy. Like, yeah, I could
yeah.
just...
It was like once you take the exit, five minutes, you're there.
Yeah.
So it was always like, I remember driving home.
Did you like that? That I was right off the...
Well, yeah. But when we first started dating, it was a thing that I was like, if I would pass your exit without stopping, I would feel some type of way. I would be like, damn, like, I kind of want to like stop, but I won't because like, we're not there yet. You know what I mean?
So you wanted to stop every time?
I mean, yeah, I was so like...
Because you're about to go home and do nothing.
I was so infatuated, you know? I was so infatuated with you. And I was just like, you know how it is when you have like a crush and you're talking to someone for the first time and it's like they're everything you think about all the time.
You look forward to stopping, taking that exit.
Yeah. So anytime that I would like drive past it, I would feel some type of way. I can't even explain it. Like, I don't know. I would just feel like I'm missing out on like vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, wait. You never told me that.
No?
No, you never told me that. But that's a cool story.
Yeah. That's not the story, though.
That's not the story. No. Okay, so then what happened, right?
No, so there was one time, right? Like, right, as you said, so we were definitely under 2 months of, like, dating.
Yeah, which is nothing.
Okay. And
2 months, it's like...
Yeah, but we were really, like, I just felt like we were getting close.
You felt that.
Good, I guess. And basically, I was really into Yoni. Like, I was really feeling the vibes, right? So I don't remember exactly how or when, but like we had planned to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted you, I think it was like before I was actually done with my day, saying something like,
"What are we doing later?
I'll see you later. Like, what are we doing later? What's the plan later? Like, are we hanging out later?" Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you gave me like an undetermined answer.
Because I was busy helping my friend move. She was moving.
Friend, right?
Yeah.
She, right?
My friend was moving and I was like, okay, cool. Let me help you. So I'm helping my friend move. Just having my regular day. So Ali is like, okay, when are you going to be done? I'm like, I don't know. There's a few more trips that we got to take because we would go to the old apartment, then get the stuff, put it in a trunk, bring it back over. You know, so we were doing that. You know, everybody knows how moving and how like annoying moving is. So that's what I was doing.
I feel like at that time you had like helped another friend move like another time too. And I was like, I'm just, you be helping all these people move.
I'm the people who helps friend move for free. People.
Okay.
Okay. So anyways, I was doing that. And then Ali is like, she's done. At this point, she's done with her thing. And she's, let's say, 30 minutes away from her, like from where her class was to get to.
No, no, no.
20 minutes?
Mm-mm. I was still there. I was just in my car.
Where?
Like around the area where I, like my ballet class.
And how far is that from where I was?
That was like 20 minutes away from you.
So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I was 20 minutes away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think I was saying?
20 minutes away from like my ballet thing. That's what you said.
So that, okay.
Like
so,
where my car was parked all day, I like was like, after my day was done, I walked over to my car and I was in my car, my parked car, and I was texting Yoni. And I was like trying to basically, that was the moment where I either drive to his place and we hang out or I drive home and we don't hang out that day. Which I don't know why, you guys, for some reason, like at that time, I was just like so just like trying to hang out. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
You were trying to hang out. Like, I mean, I every time we hung out, I liked it, but I was also just like doing shit. I can't hang out just because you want to hang out. It's like, okay, but today I can't. So anyway, that's what I...
Yeah, the problem was though that you didn't tell me today I can't. You left me hanging.
I didn't, well, the reason was I still wanted to hang out.
Yeah,
but
you also wanted to hang out too. Don't make it seem as if I was the only one that wanted to hang out.
No, no, that's not true. But I also knew that I was helping my friend. But this is what I basically told Alia, hey, I'm helping a friend move right now. I understand you want to hang out. I want to hang out too, but I'm in the middle of just this whole thing. Yeah. Right? And so I don't know when we'll be done. Me, usually, if someone tells me that, I'm like, I'm going home.
Okay, that's well, it. I didn't Alia was get like, that hint. You left it open-ended.
It's not even a hint. It's just like, what are you going to do?
Okay, but at that time, I feel like I was, I don't know, I wasn't, I guess you could say I wasn't mature enough yet where I had the confidence to just like, or I don't even know what it is.
Because if someone tells
to just
you,
be cool to like bop around.
What do you mean bop around? What's
like,
that?
Like, to be cool to be like, okay, I'll go with the flow and just like, okay, you don't know when you're going to be done. Okay, I'm going to just go and like, I'll see you later. Like, that was not really a thing. Like, I was just so set in my, like, I wanted to see you that day.
But I'm not even saying that it should be a thing for you to bop around or go somewhere else and then go somewhere else and then go somewhere else and then see me. That's kind of a waste of time. Like, if someone tells me they don't know when they'll be done, to me, that gives me all the signs to say.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't have like the communication
home.
Thing. It just, and okay. You also just didn't tell me straight up. I took that as like, okay, we might still hang out. I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't tell you straight up like that because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. But what I really wanted to say is that we can hang out today. I can't see you.
Okay, but you also didn't have to say it like that.
Okay, how can I say it?
You could have said like, I think this is probably going to take like quite a long time.
I'm pretty sure I said that. I said everything, but I can't hang out today. I said it's
you're
taking a while.
You're seriously telling me.
I wish I could see those text messages because, babe, I remember specifically.
I remember we also called.
Yeah, you called me.
Yeah.
And then
I remember I was in the car after like an hour, right?
She's waiting in the car for an hour and then she calls me to see what's going on, right? Now, mind you, I want to give you a very important piece of detail of that day. It was my birthday.
Oh, that's also probably why I wanted to see you so bad.
It was December 11th.
Damn, it was cold. I was sitting in my car.
Yeah.
Shit.
And it was December 11th. Oh, wow. I'm helping my friend move on my birthday.
No, I think your birthday wasn't that exact day.
It might have been like the day before or after, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Anyways, but that friend knew that. So in the middle of helping...
Who, by the way, this friend is a girl, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's make that clear.
They surprised me with... Because it was also like, you know, I feel like her sister was there or somebody else, I don't know. So they bring out a cake. I'm like, dang, this is so nice because it was my birthday. They sang for me and everything. So in my head, the first thing I'm thinking is, this is amazing. This is really nice of them. And then the second thought right after that was like, oh, this is going to take even longer now. Because I was trying to really wrap it up.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, there's no way we're, you know, so now I'm just like, so then Alia calls me. She calls me. I walk out to the balcony. I'm like, hold on, guys. I got to take this call. So I go and I talk to her. And she's like, so what's going on? When are you going to be done? And in my head, I'm thinking in my head like, oh my God. Like, I want to see you too. And I love hanging out with you and all that cute shit. But I told you 2 hours ago that it's going to, I don't know when it's going to be done. And Alia wanted to see me so bad. She's going to wait in the car for 2 hours?
This is where you... needed to be just straight up with me and have told me
no,
like it's just not gonna happen tonight.
After 2 hours, that's
I clearly
fucked up.
Am not fucking getting the hint, right?
After 2 hours, that's so messed up to be like, you know what, you waited 2 hours.
No,
I don't think we're gonna hang out. After 2 hours, that's messed up,
babe. But you already knew that I was gonna. I had already waited for 2 hours.
So after 2 hours, you want the purse? I was just like, you gotta get the hint. After 2 hours, telling someone. Hey, I don't think, you know, you would have been, first of all, don't act like you would have been mad.
Okay, then I was already mad and I ended up being even more mad.
When?
After that, because basically on this phone call, Yoni was like, oh, like you explained the situation.
And you were like, I remember when I was explaining it.
They like brought out this cake and like this whole thing. And then I'm thinking like, damn, you're just over there having a good time. Meanwhile, I'm waiting over here for you to be done. Because I'm thinking you're just doing this favor for this friend.
Yeah, that was.
Which, mind you, I didn't know this friend was a girl. Then I didn't know that this, I'm thinking like, you just don't give a shit about me waiting on you. Because from my end, I wasn't processing the hint. Like, I wasn't getting the hint clearly. From my end, I specifically remember feeling like you're telling me, like, I'll let you know when I'll be done.
Okay.
Which means that doesn't give me, like, you should leave because I won't be ready. Like, I won't be done.
There's something you're missing completely because
I feel like you also weren't clear.
If you're listening to this, if the boy that you want to hang out with tells you, hey, and you know, they tell you, hey, I'm doing something right now. I'm helping a friend move. And you're done with whatever you had to do, right?
Yeah.
As the other person. And they tell you, hey, I don't know. Because I never told you when it was going to be done because I actually didn't know. So I never told you a time. I say, I don't know when I'll be done. But if I knew I was almost going to be done, if I knew it was like, yeah, we're almost done, I would have told you, okay, we're almost done.
But also, why couldn't you just say, I don't think we can hang out today because this might take all day? Why couldn't you just say that?
Because you were...
What?
No, I feel like I would have hurt your feelings. And I didn't know.
Oh, so you chose to just keep me hanging.
No.
Instead of hurting my... Which also, why would you hurt my feelings?
I didn't choose to keep you hanging. I chose to give you all the signs in the world for you to know that I'm about to drive my ass home.
No, this is you assuming hella shit.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's true. It's you assuming true. That by you dropping
You know what I was assuming? Whatever. I was assuming that you would get the hit.
Yeah, which is like, why are you assuming shit?
Babe.
I'm sorry, but I was also like at an age where I just hadn't really dated that many people. And I was just like, I really liked you and I wanted to like hang out. I feel like they probably were, I don't know when the last time was that we hung out. Like, I just remember that I really wanted to see you. And we had said that we were going to hang out. And then you said like, oh, I'm helping out this friend. And I'm like, okay, like how long can it take to like help out this friend? You know, you're moving their entire house. Like what's going on? You know, and then you could have from the very beginning said, because if you were okay with not hanging out, like you also wanted to hang out,
mm-hmm.
which is why you didn't completely cut it off.
Yeah, but I ended up having like a good time there.
I know, which is fucked up because meanwhile, I was so mad, you guys. I literally ended up waiting for like 4 hours. My mom.
Oh my God, I feel so bad. Ended
up driving because she asked me, right? My mom called me. She's like, hey, like, are you going to go like hang out with Yoni or are you going to like come home or whatever, you know? Because even my mom was used to me like stopping at your place to like hang out for a little bit before I went home.
Mm-hmm.
Like that had become my routine. So we had been seeing each other for a while.
Okay.
For my mom to know that's like something that I do.
Okay.
So then she called me and that's when I said, well, I've been waiting because he's like helping a friend do this thing. And like, you know, my mom, she probably saw through it like, oh, my daughter, you know, she like really likes this guy and wants to hang out. And but he's like, you know, not being clear with her, like whatever.
Oh, man.
So then I told my mom, like, I'm going to hang out even longer to like see like if we can hang out. I don't know. Like now that I'm telling you guys, like obviously if this happened today, I would have been home. So what I'm saying, too, is that I just didn't have the maturity at the time.
It's okay.
Which is, I would say, is fair to say. And regardless, I basically ended up waiting to hang out until like nighttime.
That was...
Which obviously was, I guess, December.
Yeah, it's but been dark. But I remember
the phone call
mm-hmm.
where, like, you took the... I called you and you answered and that was, like, basically asking you... And you just weren't giving me a straight answer.
Mm-hmm.
You could have. You had so many opportunities.
Imagine giving a straight answer after 4 hours.
Yeah, but why did you let me...
No. Think about that. After 4 or 3 hours... You give someone the straight answer, finally. The first thing you're going to say, why did you tell me this from the beginning? It's all downhill from there.
Well, I mean, tell me this from the beginning?
I'm just trying to let you realize.
But why didn't you tell me this from the beginning?
But I told you that.
If I was done at that time and you were still helping your friend, you clearly weren't going to be done within the next hour.
There's two things that's happening here. You didn't have the maturity to understand that if this guy after 1 hour says, yeah, I still don't know, maybe I might have been in the wrong.
It wasn't an...
Maybe I was wrong.
When I was off, I literally texted you and that's when you said like, oh, I'm helping my friend, blah, blah, blah. I don't know when I'm going to be done.
It sounded very questionable. To me, I'm like, okay, well, I can wait a little bit, but after what? 30 minutes, maybe I could go grab some food, maybe after an hour, but if you're still not sure, it's like, ding, I gotta go home. I'm out, I'm leaving, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, but it's always the thing of like, okay, I've already waited an hour, I might as well wait a little bit longer if you're gonna be done soon.
Okay, but a little bit longer is not 3 or 4 hours.
Well, yeah, because then when I called you, I don't know, you guys, I don't know what to tell you, but it really like... This whole moment just got like so messed up because then I ended up waiting for so long, because even after we talked on the phone and Yoni was telling me like, oh, they brought out a birthday cake and like all this stuff.
At that point, did you talk to your mom already?
At that point, I was also just pissed because I was like, what you mean? Like, I'm thinking like you're over there carrying heavy shit, whatever. Meanwhile, you're just eating some birthday cake.
Yeah, because they brought it out for me. What am I going to say?
And you're telling me that like, oh, I don't know when we're going to be done moving. It just felt weird.
Well, I told, well, no. When the cake came out, I told you about the cake.
Yeah, when I called, eventually.
Right.
Which is way past when they brought the cake out.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, you didn't text me saying, like, hey, they brought out a cake, and, like, I didn't know this was going to happen, but now I really can't leave, and we're not done yet, so I'm, like, really sorry. Like, I'm sorry. But that's maturity on your end too, where you could have been straight up and just told me.
I'm not saying I never said I was the most mature. I just told you that.
I don't think it's all on me that it's like, oh, I didn't take the hint. You also could have been more straight up with me. It's like, okay, clearly this girl's really trying to hang out, but I was blind to everything. I was in my car, I was chilling, and I was waiting. You're the one that can see like what the vibe is, how much more shit there is to do. Oh, they brought a cake out. It's like, clearly I cannot hang out with Alia today. And that's where you should have hit me up or called me and told me straight up whatever.
I take accountability. You are 100%.
I take accountability for the fact that it's like, today I would not wait for anybody.
Yeah, but no, you're right. Now thinking back on it, honesty is always the best, obviously. So it's like, if I was just honest with you from the very beginning, not trying to like, because I was like, I don't want to hurt her feelings. Maybe I'm going to be done. And I really did think that I was going to be done sooner. But then the cake came out. I was like, oh, guys, like, I'm happy. But then it's just like, damn, the whole time I was thinking about like,
someone's waiting on you.
Someone is like waiting, but then like, damn, like how are they still waiting after 3 hours? Like I would have went home and went to bed or something, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, but it's different. It's not like I'm trying to hang out with like my homie or something.
And also, mind you, we weren't even together yet.
In my mind, we were, so shit.
Yeah, we weren't even together yet. It was just kind of like, and okay, we're seeing each other. And I just didn't know that someone could wait for that long. That's why it wasn't even like, you weren't my girlfriend for me to be like, oh, I got to go. You know, it was just, and not to say that it was just whatever, because it wasn't. I liked you very much. But we weren't official. So I didn't feel, I don't know, but we weren't together and you made it seem like we are like married or something.
No. Okay, now you're like adding some
Okay, not married. You made it seem like we were already together. It wasn't official yet.
I just didn't think that you have to be together to be straight up with somebody about waiting or not.
And I also just didn't know you have to, that I didn't also didn't know that you can wait on someone that you're not together with for that long. Like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't. Now we're both trying to, especially me, I'm trying to like defend what I did, but I know I was wrong because I wasn't, it started with me with not being honest. And then all the
and
waiting.
I was the perfect person. I was like trying to hang out and I just wasn't, I don't know, like, I guess I wasn't like at the place where if like you couldn't, I don't know how to explain it. I just remember like I really wanted to hang out. And if you are like, oh yeah, like we can, I'm doing this right now, but like I'll probably be done like relatively soon or whatever. I'm going to take that and I'm going to run with it. And he's like, he's going to be done soon. So I'm going to wait. You know, it felt like that.
To me, you got to give me a time. I never give you a time. I never give you a window. It was like, what? How can you wait and you don't even know how long you're about to wait? If you tell me, hey, I'm doing this right now, it's going to be a minute, I'm going to be done in 2 hours or like in an hour, 30 minutes, at least you know that
since
he can see everything.
See, in my mind, I was thinking that you were trying to like, I was thinking that you were going to like let the people that you were with know that like I'm helping you guys, but like I got to leave like relatively soon because I'm going to hang out with somebody. That's what I'm thinking you're also doing on the other side. If you're telling me that like I still want to hang out with you, but this is what I'm doing right now, then I'm thinking you're probably going to try your best to get out of whatever you're doing.
I was.
ASAP.
I was. I was trying to leave, babe. I wasn't. I'm also like.
See, so it's like it keeps contradicting. You guys, are you listening to this?
I wasn't over there just taking my sweet time and not caring.
I know, but let's say I'm helping my friend move, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have like someone waiting on me or something. I'm going to let this friend know. It's like, oh, I got to leave in like 30 minutes. So you know.
Yeah, they really
because they didn't
help.
Bring it. They brought out the cake a minute after I've been waiting.
It was later.
It was like an hour later. If you would have told them that, maybe they would have brought out the cake like right then and there. They would have been like, oh, happy birthday, Yoni, blah, blah, blah.
No, I should have told you from the beginning we can't hang out today. But I feel like there was something else. Like, I feel like you kept on saying, but why? Or like, I don't know. Maybe like you were insecure that I was helping a girl. So then you was like, nah, I need to see you today to see what. Like, I don't know what was going through your mind.
I don't remember feeling that, but
because there's no way, like, yes, I mean no wrong, everybody. I mean no wrong.
I'm not trying to blame you. I'm trying to
say. Let me just say something.
Okay.
Okay? I admit that I was wrong for not, like, you know, being honest from the very beginning. But, like, I mean, come on. Just be honest. How can you wait for someone for that long that
I admit. I mean, we didn't just
And also,
meet.
Too, like, I mean, I don't even know if that's the right word, but I appreciate you waiting and wanted to hang out with me and all that because I wanted to hang out with you, too, but I just couldn't. That day, I just couldn't. And I should have told you that from the beginning. But I had no idea that you would have waited
for
4 hours.
Yeah, you had no idea that I was like, all right, I'm going to wait until you...
I'm going to wait until you're done. I don't care. I'll sleep in my car. I'll see you at midnight.
Crazy girl behavior, bro.
I know, like, I'll pick you up at midnight. I don't care. I'm gonna wait 7 hours.
So basically what ended up happening, right, is my mom was like, I actually have to ask her about it because I never asked her. Like,
what?
She ended up driving down from, like, up north to meet me where I was at downtown Seattle.
That's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She drove, I mean, after, like, at
why
the time, it was, like,
no
traffic.
To drive to go
because
to
she just knew that I was, like, sad.
Hey,
yeah, like, she knew I was, like,
did you talk
sad.
To her on the phone?
I don't remember. I think she called me, like, eventually after, like, I still hadn't come home. Like, I don't know. I think she might have texted me, like, where are you now? And I said, like, I'm still waiting in the car. Something. And then she just, I don't know, she had like mother's instinct or something. I don't know. But then she drove down and then she was like, come on, like, let's go get some food or something. And we ended up getting some Mexican food.
Did she get in your car or did...
No, I think we like just, she parked and we walked. Like, we went somewhere around like where we were.
Okay, so then you guys started talking.
So we went to this like Mexican spa, got some food there. And I remember my mom, like, was going in. She was, like, going into her bag. She was like, you know, men always, like, promise things and they never do them. I mean, I don't know. I could be making shit up on, like, what she actually said. But she was saying something along the lines of, like, she was trying to be. It was so cute, actually, thinking back to it. She was really trying to, like, be my mom and, like, comfort her daughter who's, like.
And what were you saying?
Dealing with.
I feel like you were talking so much shit.
I think I was probably talking shit. I was just kind of like, oh, I'm so disappointed. Like, I really thought he was different. It's funny saying all this shit now, like, for the fact that, like, we're here today. But.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
bro, we should definitely ask her about it.
No, I'm going to ask her when I get to Remy.
And I need to be there. Oh, okay. Damn. I wanted to be there in person because I want to defend myself.
I want to explain to her what I was thinking. I mean, I can also explain to her. I can, like, tell her because we
okay,
just
you need
record
to ask
the podcast.
Her. And then right after that, call me and let me know.
Okay.
Damn, man. People yeah. talking shit behind your back.
I remember we specifically were like, and my mom hadn't met you yet.
No.
No. She hadn't met you yet.
So it was easy to talk shit because once you meet me, you know I'm a teddy bear.
Oh my God. Yeah. She hadn't met Yoni yet. And I was explaining to her the whole situation, obviously from my side. And
She didn't tell you, like, why did you wait so long?
I don't remember everything.
Something
she said.
Has to kick in to be like, I'm going home. I'm hungry. You weren't hungry? Did you have snacks?
It didn't matter. I wanted you.
She was like,
I was obsessed.
She was like, I'm going to be in this car with no food.
Yeah, it was one of those points where it's like, you know, when you're miserable, you got to like, you just want to make yourself even more miserable.
Oh, you're the only one who do that.
Yeah, I'd be doing that shit. But yeah, you guys, that's the story. But regardless, and how did we come back from that? Do you remember?
I don't even know. I mean,
I probably was doing the like silent treatment a little bit. Like Yoni texted me and I was like, I'm going to answer in the morning.
Yeah, which is something we never did.
Except that one time. No, I'm pretty sure that's like what I did.
I mean, fair. I probably wouldn't even answer the next morning. You know, I probably would be like, I'll talk to you like in 2 days, you know?
Yeah. And then.
So did you learn something from that? Like, because I learned from that, to be honest, from the beginning. What is something that you learned from that experience? If a boy tells you.
I mean, it's not like I have to deal with a new boy telling me to wait.
Okay, so you didn't learn anything from that experience.
No, I mean, that was so long ago. And that's what I was trying to say, that like, if that were to happen today, I would have been gone. That's what I was trying to tell you earlier.
You sure you would have been gone if that was today?
Yes. Even like, I mean, okay. When it comes to like a guy and like somebody that you like, maybe I'll like wait around a little bit.
It also depends on what else you got to do. You know?
Yeah, that's true. I also just like didn't have anything going on. And it kind of felt like once I drive past your exit, it's like, it's definitely a no today. And I don't know. Maybe I was just like, maybe I had a plan that day to like rock your world.
Rock my world.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. But all I know is like today I am the, it's just different with like having a car too and stuff. It's like if I lived in New York and dealt with this type of situation, it would just be so different. Cause like you can just, oh, okay, I'm gonna like go to a coffee shop, hang out, read a book, go home, come back.
If I'm not together with this person and this person is making me wait 4 hours, I might go on another date and see you after that.
Yeah, but I'm a one guy at a time type of girl.
We can talk about dating next episode.
We've talked about dating many times.
But like dating multiple people at the same time, is that okay? Is that not okay? Like, I feel like people want to hear that.
Yeah.
But you're not down. Sometimes I want to do like a part two of an episode and Alice, she's like, no, every episode needs to be something we never talked about ever again. Ever in life.
Ever before.
Yeah, ever
I mean,
before.
Yeah, I just don't want to be like repetitive.
It's not repetitive. Like people are down for these part twos of episodes, but creatively, this is something that happens behind the scenes that people don't know. I want to do an episode. She's like, no, we already talked about it. And I'm like, okay, but I have new thoughts. This is 4 years later. I can say new shit.
Okay. Why are you coming at me right now?
No, because I just want to let people know that's what happens. These are conversations that are not recorded.
Okay.
I'm like, babe, you want to do a part two of living together? She's like, no, we already talked about that. I'm like, okay, I look at the thing, all that episode, it's like episode 6. I'm like, that's episode 6.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a part two.
We'll see.
Jeez.
So basically what I want to ask people is, after this story, please let us know who was in the wrong. Obviously, I'm admitting that I was in the wrong. But like,
I also
was I really fully in the wrong? Please let us know in the comments. That's like the only thing I want to hear at the end of this episode, because I'm still trying to figure it out. I know I was wrong, but I wasn't that wrong. Okay?
I just think it was a
perfect combination.
Yeah, it was a perfect combination of like me being willing to wait and you making it possible that we might hang out. So then I was like, all right.
And it was like, I'm gonna wait 4 hours.
Okay, well, I didn't plan to wait for hours, but also I didn't know. If you would have told me that it was gonna be another 4 to 5 hours, I would not have waited.
Nah, you would have been like, okay, cool, I'm gonna be in my car. I'll come pick you up.
No, you're crazy. You're crazy. Mind you, there was another time too when I decided, this was like earlier, even before this happened, I think. Or maybe not. I don't know.
What happened?
When I remember the reason why I swiped right on Yoni on Tinder is because we had the same artist as our It's so funny because you don't listen to him anymore. But we had the same artist as like one of our favorites in our bio. It was Black.
Oh, yeah. People don't know who he is.
People probably don't know who he is.
Because they call him Six Lack.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. If you go on Spotify and type the letter six and then L-A-C-K.
The number six.
His name is basically Black.
Yeah, that's you.
Really, really good artist. And I still like him, but he's something about his, he just had like a, he had a really hot moment.
He had a really hot moment.
Really hot. And we were so
both,
good.
We were both in it at the same time. And I was like, oh, he likes Black. Like, that's cool. And then I swiped right.
Because the music was a connection.
Ew, yeah. It was so like a sad boy.
He was a sad boy.
Black is definitely like sad boy vibes.
Yeah, like, but he was like singing and like rapping a little bit.
Anyways, and I remember he was like going on tour and he was about to have a show in Seattle. And we had already been like hanging out for I don't know how long, but I was so excited and I was like, oh, I'm going to like go to this concert with Yoni because I like it. So then I immediately was like, oh, I'm going to get two tickets. So I got two tickets thinking like we're going to go together because of course. And then I remember telling you like, oh, guess what? Like I got two tickets to go to.
I don't think that's what you told me.
Yeah. And then you were like, oh, I'm already going. And then I said, oh, with who? I don't know if I asked with who or what. And then he was like, oh, yeah, my friend, blah, 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 which was a girl's name.
Oh, I remember that day.
Got me a ticket. And then I was already feeling like, what you mean this girl got you a ticket?
Oh, my God.
Like, who's this girl you're going with? Yeah. And then I was so like, shit, okay, like that's so disappointing. So then I asked my sister to come with me, but then I just remember the whole time we were at the concert I was just like,
you were looking for me.
I was sad. I was not sad, I was kind of like, I can't enjoy this concert right now. You know what I mean? Because I just also I knew I texted you when we were at the concert and I think I asked you like, are you here yet? Or like something.
No, so what happened was my friend got me a ticket too.
That she was also trying to get, she's trying to get Yoni.
I don't know. But everybody knew that I liked Black. So he comes to Seattle, he's like, oh shit, okay. And then
Sorry, no girl buys a guy a ticket to go to a concert that she's like not interested in.
Really?
If you guys aren't like truly like friends, like you've been hanging out like friends and you're just kind of like cool.
I mean, it was a friend. Like it was just like I was single.
We weren't dating.
So it's like my friend
what gets, you mean we weren't dating?
Huh?
We were like going on dates and
shit. Okay, my fault. But we weren't like boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, that's a big thing for you, but no, we weren't yet.
And then I'm just like, okay, cool, thank you, I'll go. And then maybe a day later or so, Alia tells me that she had a ticket. And I had to be like, okay, I can't even be two places at one time.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, we've been hanging out for real.
Yeah, but I had no idea you was going to get the ticket. I don't know.
I'm just saying that if I was in that situation,
you would have been like, oh, no, I can't go. If someone tells you, like, hey, I got a ticket for you.
If I was, like, hanging out with someone, like, dating-wise, and then there was, like, another guy, let's say, that was, like, I'm friends with, but we never really, like, dated or, like, hung out like that, and then they got me a ticket, and then the guy that I'm, like, interested in and have hung out and let's say have been intimate with type shit got a ticket and I like them like that too, I would say like I would choose the other guy.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even know he was in town. I feel like
Black?
Yeah. I feel like when I heard about the ticket is like I was surprised.
Okay. What does that have to do with what I just said?
No. I heard you got a good point, but at that time like I don't I have no idea. I just went to the concert.
Yeah, like, I just remember thinking, like, I knew. Because then you texted me while you were at the concert. You were like, oh, yeah, we're, like, all the way in the back because we, like, came late. And then over there thinking, like, where'd you guys come from?
Oh, my God.
Of course. You know, it's like I was, you know how you are when you're, like.
Yeah, I do. When you're.
When you're you about crush, somebody, like.
When you crush somebody, like, I feel like it just takes over your life, you know.
It was like that. That's why I waited fucking 6 hours.
Crazy.
It wasn't six hours.
But I don't miss that feeling, but it's a very specific feeling that
it consumes, like, fun. You.
It's like you're checking the social media. You constantly want to text. You're willing to wait 4 hours. You do shit. It's like really like that.
You
like
do shit that's like so lame.
Yeah. Like when you're in love, you would do anything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I was in love yet. Nah, definitely not.
You wait 4 hours, you in love.
Nah.
Babe.
I was just trying to get some. Let's be honest here. Anyways, you guys, that's a story that we had for you today. You know, let us know what you think. If you at all have ever done some, I don't know what you call it.
Waiting around?
Waiting around or just kind of like slightly embarrassing things because you were liking somebody.
Honestly, we all have stories like that. And yeah. I would love, other than you guys letting us know in the comments who was in the wrong, okay, or what you would have done. If you want to submit any type of story like that, that you've done, that you feel embarrassed by looking back on it now, that we're older and wiser.
Yeah.
If you have a story like that, please message me or the What's the Juice page on Instagram with the story. Please keep it like as short as possible so we can tell the story on the podcast.
But obviously still include the details. So
yeah, include the details, but like, I feel like sometimes we've done these and the message
is too
was
long
like
to read.
So long.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even like to read that much. So if it's like, you know, just a title, maybe we could say like the subject could be like embarrassing story.
Yeah.
Okay. Embarrassing story. So then when I'm swiping through the DMs, I can see that. And then just hit me with the story. Give me the punchlines. What did you do?
Yeah, maybe we'll do like a whole episode.
Yeah. And then we can just read them out loud. I was obviously not out loud, but on the podcast. Obviously, it's going to be anonymous.
Yeah.
We're not going to say who you are, where you live, and what you do for a living. Okay? But we're just going to read the story just to have a fun episode. Okay? So if you want to provide that to all of us, to the whole WTJ community, give us that. And we'll have like, maybe we can read a few stories like that and then share it. Like, yeah. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
We won't say anybody's name, we promise. So if you have a story like that, drop it in there if you feel comfortable. But yeah, that's it.
That's it.
But that would be like a month from now. Or like, well, no.
Yeah, like a minute from now. But regardless, still yeah. Send it in. Okay, you guys, we gotta sign out. But thanks so much for tuning into this What's the Juice Pillow Talk Edition.
Pillow Talk Edition.
Because if you forgot, we are recording from our bed, which actually has been a vibe.
I feel like we should record here all the time.
Yeah, we should.
Like, honestly.
And
I feel like the episodes are just better here.
Yeah,
it's like a specific vibe, you know. Like I'm under my blanket. I'm not just sitting on my bed.
Yeah, no, we're under the blanket. Like almost could go to sleep.
Like right now, if I put the mic away, I can go to sleep.
It's crazy. Talk about this is like the definition of not work life balance, but it's okay. This is what we do for the things we love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what time is it right now? It's like 10 a.m. I mean, 10 p.m.
10 a.m.? No, it's like 11.
11?
Oh, it's midnight.
It's midnight. Okay, yeah. This is a midnight episode. I'm about to put this mic down and turn the lights off and go to bed.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Pretty much. Like, I'm not even going to take this shit to the living room.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out, man. I appreciate it. Okay?
All right. See you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to message us, okay? I'm serious. Like, I want to read some crazy shit.
Okay, we're hanging up now.
Okay, bye.